Hello and welcome to another episode of SL Radio. And in this week's episode, we're speaking to Bidvest striker Elazar Rogers. Hope you enjoy the interview. Elazar Rogers, striker for Bidvest. Tell the fans a little bit about yourself. Three interesting things that we didn't know about you.
Before football, I was still playing amateur. And while I was playing amateur, I think what was interesting was that I was working for Lewis. As a weekend job, I worked for Lewis to go and drive and pick up people's furniture and stuff like that.
Okay.
And yeah, that was something that I look back to and still remind myself about, you know. And yeah, I think some people don't know that I used to also travel like taxis, three taxis up and three taxis down to training when I started at Santos, even in the Vodacom team. And yeah, that's two of it. I grew up in Kells River and I used to play for Kells River from under 11, right up to under 17. And then I never even played under 19. I went straight into the senior team from there. And yeah, it was basically my whole amateur career. And also then maybe from there, I went to play for Avondale Atletico. They were also in the, I think that was before they called it the, I think it was NFL, né? Before the Vela League, something like that. And yeah, I was about 19 that time and I moved up there and I was there for one season. But never really had any game time, just gained a lot of experience. And then obviously made my way back to Kells River. And then, you know, after that, I started doing much better and scoring goals, and that's where I got noticed. So yeah, that's one of that interesting facts.
One of the things that I thought about when I knew that I was going to speak to you was, one, the fact that you made your name at Santos, and I wanted to find out from you, what do you think of their current status? Have you been following what is going on with them in the National First Division, and what do you think about them now?
Yeah, no, look, I haven't really been watching the games. Most of the time the games are not like live, or doesn't suit the time, you know, that we are at home. Either we're traveling or busy ourselves, you know, so we sort of miss the games. But sometimes I watch the highlights programs and I feel that they, you know, they're really struggling to come back up. And I also know that league is very tough and there's a lot of competitive teams there. But in the deep down, I always hope, you know, that they will try and work harder, you know, to make it up again into the PSL. It will be something great because I believe there's a lot of, you know, good youngsters also that can come from there.
All right, and let me pick your brain a bit. What do you remember about the 1st of October, the night in Bombela in 2016? The 1st of October 2016, the night in Bombela. What do you remember about that?
Was that the final?
You'll tell me. What do you remember about that? You suspect it was the final. What do you think was happening in that night?
I think we played the Sundowns and we beat them 3-0 in the final of the MTN Cup. Yeah.
And can you remind the listeners about who scored there and who made the most impact in that game?
I would say Ben Craig, because he scored a brace, and I also scored one and had an assist, but Dane ended up getting man of the match, and yeah, we beat them 3-0. It was a very good result.
Oh well. That's actually spot on, because I noted here that you had a goal and an assist and you remember that. Take us through the emotions that you had winning the MTN 8 million rands for Bidvest Wits.
Yeah, no, look, since I've been a professional footballer, I never won any trophy before. And yeah, that was my first trophy to win. So I was like over the moon. I couldn't stop shouting. I couldn't believe it, you know. And we even beat Sundowns 3-0. I mean, our performance was so well. Everyone was happy. There's just no words to really explain it. Other than just shout and rejoice and be happy, you know. And that was the first for me, and I really enjoyed it. It's a blessing, man.
So it was your first, as a professional, it was your first trophy?
That's correct, yes. I lost twice in the finals before. The Telkom Cup was Sundowns against Bloemfontein, and then also Platinum Stars versus Supersport, and I lost in the final of the Telkom Cup.
So you had lost twice now. That was your third final and you eventually won it.
and I eventually won it, yes.
Mm. And you also ended up tied top goal scorer for the MTN 8. As short as the competition is, you had 2 goals and Dane had 2 goals in the final, which one of them you assisted as well. Do you foresee yourself being man of the tournament at the end of the year awards in the PSL?
If there is a award for that, it's hardly possible, yes.
Mm. All right. Well, I just wanted to start with that on a positive note, because I remember that everyone was buzzing. All football fans in South Africa were buzzing because that game took everyone by surprise. The manner in which, the intensity in which you guys approached the game. What do you think from that final happened in the dressing room, or what do you remember happening in the dressing room that got you guys fired up to win that final?
Look, I think we had a good run of form. I think in all the internet games we scored like more than 2 goals at least, except for the away game in Cape Town.
Except for the second leg against Cape Town City.
Yeah, for that game. But we had a lot of chances, you know, so I think we've been feeling good. And, you know, the team was, the way we were playing, we had a good chemistry going there. And, you know, the results were coming. And I think it's like we just had that attitude that nothing was going to stand in our way, you know. And in the final itself, it's an occasion on its own. The stadium looks nice. The changing rooms look nice, you know, and we're just preparing for the game. Plus, you're up against Mamelodi Sundowns, which is the top team. So you obviously want to bring out your best performance. And I think, you know, all those contributed to us, you know, performing as well as we did on the day. And, yeah, the stage is set, you know. It's just a matter of winning the game, and we managed to do that. And, yeah, that's really great, man.
Talking about the success of your team, I'm going to take it a step further. Because you guys are tied at the top of the table with SuperSport United and Cape Town City, and you guys also have a game in hand, do you think this could be the year of the double for Bidvest? Do you think that you can win a cup and the league double?
If you look at our position, yes, we definitely stand. We have an opportunity to do that. But I'm not one to, you know, speak before the time. We still want to take each game as it comes, you know, because, you know, we started the season well. And then close to the end of the first round, basically the last few games, we slipped up a bit. You know, so we still have to, you know, patch up on that and get that performance and that fire back that we had in the beginning. You know, and if we do perform as well as we did, then the chances is very great that we can do that and go for the double.
Has Coach Gavin Hunt spoken about your title's prospects? We know him as a very pushing manager, and he takes you to the highest level for a lot of players that has worked under him. Has he mentioned anything about the title?
I think his objective is always to win the title. And, you know, he's always, you know, because of his experience in winning titles, you know, he always tries to, you know, give us a humbling mentality in taking every game at a time, you know, and not just say that we're going to win the league, you know, before the time. But yes, I think he's very ambitious. He wants us to perform to the best of our ability, and he also wants to win things, you know, and that sort of rubs off on the players. And now we also want to win things, you know. He's been successful in winning a few trophies. So what's standing in the way of us winning another trophy? You know, we just need to put in the work for the last few games and see, you know, where we end up.
Mm. So you can confirm to us and the fans and your fans and Bidvest fans as well that this year, Gavin Hunt is certainly looking at the title.
Yes, I would say we all are looking to win the title. Everybody wants to win the league, you know. So I'm sure our eyes are fixed at the title. And if I can put it like this, you know, you have to aim at something. Because if you don't aim at anything, you'll hit nothing. So we are aiming at the trophy, and we're going to do whatever we can to the best of our ability to try and win the league.
All right, then. I think that's one thing that he's always been circumspect about when he's being asked. So it's very nice to hear someone from the inside confirming whether or not the coach wants to win the title. Let's talk about your form and your involvement in the team. I noted that in the last 2 league games, you did not feature at all in the team. Was there a specific reason for that?
I don't think that there's any reason that you can point on, but I think, you know, we play a lot of games, weekend and during the week, etc. And, you know, sometimes it might have taken a toll. Maybe the energy wasn't as much, you know, as it was in the beginning of the season. But then again, you know, there was players that came back from injury as well. And, you know, you don't know if the coach wants to try different combinations, you know, because teams, they also plan on us. And they, you know, they can like sort of mock me out of the game, or they can read the style of play, you know. So it's good that we can change things so now and then. And like I said, we still manage to play the same, whether I'm playing or not. And that's a positive where that is concerned. And I mean, sitting on the bench or being out of the team is part of the game. Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. So
Let's talk about the competition amongst places for places amongst strikers in the team. Between you, Gabadinho and Cuthbert, and I'm sure James Keane as well is going to add to that competition. How is it, and how are you guys relating to one another? Because you're fighting for this for places in the team.
Yeah, Takamani Mshambi is also there, Mlambi, and Toto Ngele is also like another 10 type of striker. So we're a lot of guys, and the quality, you know, is on a good level as well. So due to everyone being fit to play, that, you know, sort of keeps us on our toes, you know, that we have to work hard at training and bring the quality, you know, obviously that the coach wants, because he's a fair coach. If you work hard and you do what he wants, he will play you. He just wants you to do, you know, your role. He won't expect me to play and do something I can't do, you know. So if I'm not doing my role, he will take me out and he will put somebody else. He was going to do it, you know. And until you do your role, you will get a chance to play. So, I mean, if you have like 4 or 6 strikers, it, obviously you have to be on your toes, even at training, you know. And when you play, you need to do the right things because, I mean, Gavin doesn't, it's not about the names, you know, to him. He just wants somebody to put in the hard work and to work hard and to get the goals, you know. And if you're not doing it, you'll change it. So, yeah, we're encouraging each other a lot to do well. And as long as the team wins, you know, we'll be successful.
All right. And the Bafana Bafana side, you featured 4 times in the last 5 games for Bafana Bafana. You were certainly a very important player for Coach Sheikh Mashaba. And boom, he went. And how did that make you feel? How did you react to the fact that the person that featured you mostly in the matches, particularly recently, left? How did that make you feel?
I'm kind of sad that coach got fired. Previously, when I also went to the national team, when Pizzo was still there, they also fired him at that time, you know. And I wouldn't wish that on any coach, you know. It's not a nice thing to experience, but it's also part of the game. And, you know, I've always been a hard worker and a positive person. I don't know if it's for me being called up was just because of the coach's decision or if it was based on merit or anything. So I don't think that, I don't know if it might affect my, you know, a call up in future or not. But, you know, I believe things happen for a reason. And if the coach is not coming back or if he's fired, then so be it, you know. And if I do get an opportunity again, I'll embrace it. And if not, then I'll continue working.
And currently, at your age, you just recently, I think last week or 2 weeks back, you celebrated your 32nd birthday. Do you think you still have a future in the team?
In the national team? Yes, definitely. I think as long as I'm still playing and doing well, I think there will always be an opportunity. Not neglecting, you know, the other strikers that are also around in the league and doing well. But like I said, it's about the opportunity and how well you perform. And I think if I do, you know, at my best, if I perform at my best, I believe I will have an opportunity because I had the 3rd time lucky now last year that I got this call up. So why must I doubt that I have another opportunity?
All right, and there's been quite a few characters that have been linked with the job. I'm sure myself will be linked as well in the future with the Bafana Bafana job. And one of the other people that have been linked with the job have been your coach, Gavin Hunt, who then went out last year to say that he doesn't feel like he's ready to coach Bafana Bafana. What do you think, in your opinion, do you think that he's ready to coach Bafana Bafana?
I don't know what his personal reasoning might be behind that, but I mean, if you look at his success rate, you know, in winning trophies and stuff like that, I think he should be able to, you know, get an opportunity at least to show what he can do. And, you know, we had a lot of coaches in the country itself that had opportunities. So I don't think another opportunity for him will be bad. I mean, if you can coach on the higher level, international level, and you can achieve something, it will also be good for Coach Gavin himself. And, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for him, but maybe he's not ready now, or maybe it's not the right time. We don't know. But I definitely think that it could be an opportunity for him. But obviously, it's his decision from there. And yeah, we obviously look forward. And I heard there's a lot of people that's in line for the job. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to take it as it comes. And whatever the FIFA decides or whoever decides who the coach will be, then that'll be it. And we're obviously trying to support whoever's going to be there, you know, because we want the country to qualify and we want to do well in the World Cup and stuff like that. So.
Would you prefer a local or international coach?
To me, it doesn't really matter. As long as a coach can do well, you know, with the team and select the players and, you know, just provide what is needed, you know, at that at that level, because we obviously have to, as a nation, we as a football team, we need to obviously try and win things. You know, we can't have this negativity going around for any longer. You know, there's a lot of, everyone has a lot of negative things to say about this and about that. You know, but it's time now, I believe, whoever will come, that they will, you know, just have a positive impact for the national team, and that people will stand behind them and support, continue to support Bafana.
All right, last one. Do you think the boy, Bakamani Mahlambe, the boy wonder that everyone is talking about now, do you think he belongs in the PSL? Or should he be playing his trade elsewhere currently?
I think he's good enough to play anywhere in the world. But I don't know. I think this is his second season. I'm not sure about his second or his third season, but... Yeah, so I think he still has to gain a little bit of experience, but I definitely believe that he can go on to greater heights from here.
All right, thank you very much, Elazar. We're going to go to the quiz quickly before we close off the interview. We have a 100% record for Lebogang Manyama so far. So you have three questions, and the expectation is that you get 3 out of 3 to beat Manyama. Now, first question, which team has conceded the most goals in the PSL currently?
Can I come back to that, please?
You can't come back. Just think about the teams in the bottom and pick one of them.
I'm scared to say that wrong one. Is it Baroka FC?
All right, we move on. Baroka is not the correct answer. It's Highlands Park, the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maritzburg United is in the top 8. Is that true or false?
That is good.
Maritzburg United is in the top 8. Is that true or false?
False.
That's false. All right. That is incorrect as well. The correct answer is true. Maritzburg United is currently sitting in 8th position in the log currently.
Okay.
Yes. And the last one, who is the current coach of Free State Stars?
Oof, I don't know that coach's name. I'm lost with that name.
Okay. All right. The coach currently, they've changed quite a few coaches. Currently, they are coached by Coach Seram Elitswake. So you've set a record for 0%.
Okay. Well, I get something for this.
We'll put you in the wall of shame. Otherwise, thank you very much, Elazar Rogers, for your time.
Thanks, brother. Have a good day, man.
Thank you very much for listening to SL Radio. Tune in to another episode next week.